Audiobook number 1.
Absolute Beginner, Season 1, Lesson 1. Say hello in Japanese no matter the time of day.
A brand new series.
That's right. This is a brand new series at JapanesePod101.com. As you may have guessed, this series is designed for absolute beginners to Japanese. And some people might be thinking, well, how's it different from the newbie series? Well, this Absolute Beginner series is recommended for those who aren't interested in studying grammar and learning the meaning behind every particle and piece of the sentence. Instead, you'll learn Japanese through easy-to-use sentence patterns and expressions.
Right. We aim to make Japanese simple and fun.
Exactly.
The first 5 lessons are called the introduction lessons.
Yes, these first 5 lessons will teach you the very basics of Japanese, the essentials.
You can't speak Japanese without knowing these.
Definitely. After the introduction lessons, you'll follow the story of Taylor Allen, an American who is hosting some Japanese family members at his home.
Please stay tuned. You won't want to miss it.
For now, let's get started with introduction lesson 1. Naomi, what are we going to learn in this lesson?
Well, did you catch the phrase we said in the beginning?
Ah, konnichiwa, which means hello, right?
Yes, we learned this and many other basic greetings in Japanese.
Sounds good. Oh, but before we get into anything, there's something important I want to mention about Japanese.
Oh, what's that?
The fact that there are different politeness levels. At the beginning stages, we divide them into 2 groups, formal speech and informal speech.
Good point. In Japanese, the level of speech you use depends on who you're talking to.
Exactly. For example, if you're talking to a stranger, someone older than you, or someone you don't know very well, even if they're a family member, you will use formal speech.
If you're talking to close friends or family, you will use informal speech.
Right, and in this series?
We will mostly use formal speech.
Yes, and you may wonder why that is. Here's why. If you use formal speech, you're safe in pretty much any situation. Even if the situation calls for informal speech, you're not going to offend anyone. On the other hand, if you use informal speech in a situation where you should be using formal speech, you could come off as rude.
Right. Sticking with formal speech at first is safe.
Yes, but we will introduce you to informal words and phrases throughout the series as well. Okay, so let's get started. Please listen closely to the following phrases.
おはよう。
おはようございます。
こんにちは。
こんにちは。
こんばんは。
こんばんは。
Let's listen to the conversation again slowly.
おはよう。
おはようございます。
こんにちは。
こんにちは。
こんばんは。
こんばんは。
Now, let's listen to it with the translation.
おはよう。
Morning.
おはようございます。
Good morning.
こんにちは。
Hello.
こんにちは。
Hello.
こんばんは。
Good evening.
こんばんは。
Good evening.
Okay, so we just heard 3 sets of phrases.
Yes, phrases to use in the morning, during the daytime, and at night.
These are phrases you use when you first see someone that day. So basically, they're greetings.
Right.
We aren't going to go in order from morning to night, though.We're going to start with the one that you probably already know. Naomi, which one is that?
Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa. Now, this word is well known even among people who don't speak Japanese, but those people may not know the correct pronunciation. Can we hear it again, Naomi? Listen carefully.
Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa. You hold the N sound for a little bit, don't you?
That's right. Konnichiwa.
Listeners, now you try it. Repeat after Naomi.
こんにちは。
Great! Now, we can use this word anytime, right?
Yes, this is your basic standard greeting in Japanese. But there are even better expressions to use in the morning and evening.
Yes, let's hear them again. What do we say in the morning?
おはようございます。
おはようございます。
This means good morning.
Good morning. おはようございます。
おはようございます。
Now it's the listener's turn. Repeat after Naomi.
おはようございます。Great job!
Naomi, I have a question.